approaches are the Temini al Mikvaso. We're going to begin Modem. So what we had seen in Temini al Pinkaso was that there was a fundamental problem in the Shaka Vitari. The truth is, the one who was Ma'or this in me was Josh. Josh was the one who was Ma'or this. And that is, he was Ma'or the question of what is the Gemara mean when the Gemara says, At Ma'amdili Bishwa. What exactly is the Gemara saying over here when it says Ma'amdili Bishwa? So, the significance of that eluded us, as well as the lashon of Rashi. When Rashi says, in Dibra Maskelo Mehemeli, Eini Ma'amino B'Shvua, I don't believe him in a Shvua. Well, who cares if you're going to believe him or not? So Ramesha Feinstein had a beautiful shot in this line of the Gemara. We already were Masbir, the Hava Mino Shaklatari, the Gemara according to the Shita Mikubetzes, and Rav Shmuel Rozovsky added what the Omek of Tosis was, and then Avram added something very interesting in Tosis, which responded to the guy's Kasha. Maybe Avram, I want you to discuss this with your Talmidim, that, you know, we got stuck in Shir, guys fought about it, and according to this pshat, maybe you can answer it. So, okay, but that's not what we're discussing right now. So Ramesha suggests the following. He suggests the following Chakira in Shavua, which is something we're going to be spending a lot of time on shortly, and that is Shavua show us 100% for sure? Is it one of the ways of the Torah to create a bearer, or is it add an amonus of one side or the other? That's a question in regards to Shavua that Ramesha asks. And he points out, though, the Mandamer who teaches us, Migu d'chashem mona lo chashash v'asa, he can't believe that this is an absolute viewer. If you're choshish, the guy's a liar on the money, so then, as much as we add in the svar of Tosis on the Bezim of Bezim that he'll be Porish because of the fear of Shua, but, you know, once you believe the guy's a possible liar, so then it might not even intimidate him at all, the Shavua, right? What's the svar Migu d'chashem mona lo chashash v'asa? So Ramesha suggests that when it comes to that svara is there to tell us that a shvua is not a fundamental bearer, but it's an ad in the monus for the person who's making the shvua. If that's so, once we say that it's not absolute bearer HaTorah, if the Torah doesn't tell you that this guy is going to be neman with the shvua, so then in such a case, Ramesha says that's what Rashi is saying. Rashi is saying, "Eini ma'amino b'shvua." The Torah never said that I have to be ma'amin him b'shvua. I created a schaivus with you. Says the chenveni. I created you a schaivus with you, balabais. Why do I have to believe the shvua of the sachir? What do I have to do with that? Now, if the Torah says you believe it, the Torah says in such a case, so then it would be different. But over here, mehechi desi, where does the Torah say that? So therefore, Rashi is going to say eini ma'amino b'shvua. That's what the Gemara is adding over here. That the Gemara is bothered by a question, Josh. The Gemara is bothered by a question that is, why can't the shvua of the sachir be an exemption for the balabayas? The answer is, like we were masbir, are two separate ischavios, and because of two separate ischavios, therefore you can't say nyehe munach, as we were masbir above from the Shita Mikubetzes in brackets. And then there's an independent question. That's what the Gemara is bothered by. But why doesn't the shvua work? Now remember, how does the shvua, how does Chemini Al-Pikasa work? Shneyem nishboin v'notlin. So there is a nishboin v'notlin. There's a shvua. Says Ramesha, the Gemara is bothered. I missed that whole point. In Pashup Shah and the Gemara, sometimes the Omek is just Pashup Shah. Shneim Nishboin Vinotlin. Shneim Nishboin Vinotlin. Shneim is Nishboin Vinotlin. So then, in such a case, then how is it that the Balabayas is going to get stuck with this double Ischaivius? The Balabayas can say to the Chenvani, the Sachim made a Shvua. If the Sachim made a Shvua, then the game is over. Why should the Balabayas have to pay to the Chenvani? So the answer to that question is, that's not a birur, and that's where Rashi's saying eini ma'amino b'shvua, and that Ramesha connected to the world sugya migu d'chashid ha'mamona lo chashid ha'shvua. So maybe we we could add, then every word of the Rashi is 100% meduik that we start out with. Remember, we asked that the Shita Mikubetzes points out that the words Shneim Nishboin Vinotlin are critical only if we make the point that we said that the Gemara's kasha is not only why do you say Yei Munach. The Gemara's kasha is why does the Baal HaBayis have to pay twice? And that's what Rashi is emphasizing when he says Shneim Nishboin Vinotlin. So I want to add, according to Rav Moshe Feinstein, even the word Nishboin is Mukrach. In other words, Shneim Nishboin Vinotlin. In this case, it's Nishboin Vinotlin, but nevertheless, the Shvua doesn't exempt the Baal HaBayis. Doesn't only say Shneim Vinotlin. Now, simple pshat, Afyomi pshat, is we refer to as Nishboin Vinotlin because that's the way everybody refers to him as Masech Hashus. But we want to be following the Harifus or Ramesha Feinstein, Zechet Tzadik Levracha, we could add this Meduyik Shneim Nishboin Vinotlin because the issue of Nishboin is also something that's bothering the Gemara. So according to the Shita Mikubetz and Ramesha Feinstein, the Shakl Vatari of the Gemara really revolves around three issues, and Daf Yomi you would have said is only one. According to the Daf Yomi Pshat, the Gemara is asking Chemini Abdikasa, why don't you say Yei Munach? That's also true. Daf Yomi Pshat is also MS. But according to the Shita Mikubetzes, the Gemara is bothered by another question that some of the Talmidim were bothered by, and that is, why does the Baal HaBayis pay twice? And once we answer when it comes to the Halacha Yei Munach, so then we answer the question of why he pays twice, or vice versa, say even sharper. That once we say why you pay twice, we understand why you don't say Yei Munach, because it's two separate Ischaivios. And then there's a third question, according to Ramesh, it's dancing around our Sugya. And every word now is Meduyah. The third issue is this issue of the Shvua. What do we have to do with this Lashon HaShvua? The answer to that question of the Lashon HaShvua is the issue of why don't we say that the Shvua, the bearer of the Shvua, is going to be enough to make it work. So these are the three issues that we're discussing, and all in the Minei Ubei of the Gemara, what emerges are at least in the Minei Ubei in the Shita Mikubetzes. Kafter affair. Rabbosai, we're all ready for Modem Mitzas? Ready to roll? Says the Gemara, Tani Rabbi Chiya. Rabbi Chiya taught the following. Monali biyotcha. Reuven says to Shimon, you owe me money. Valo omer, and Shimon says, Ein lecha biyadi klum. I don't owe you anything. This Rabosai is known as Reb Chiya Kamaisa. We're going to have a teaching of Reb Chiya Kamaisa. We're going to have a teaching of Reb Chiya Basraisa. And Reb Chiya Kamaisa is a very fascinating idea, which is a spin-off of Modem Mitzas. Before we even discuss Reb Chiya Kamaisa, Reb Chiya's halacha, which we're about to explain in a moment, the next few shiurim, because of Rashi and Tosas, are going to be based on Modem Mitzas and not Reb Chiya. Not Rabbi Chiya Kamaisa. But what is Rabbi Chiya Kamaisa's halacha? Rabbi Chiya says as follows. Rabbi Chiya says, if the Edom come along and say that you're chayiv 50 zuz, so then in such a case, no sin lo chamishim zuz, then you have to pay him back 50. V'yishav al ashar, and then he makes a shvua on the rest. Okay? So Reuven goes over to Shimon and he says, Shimon, you owe me money. And the Edom come along and they say it's true that Shimon owes 50. So then not only does he have to pay, he also has to make a shvua that he's not chayv the other 50. Shalote odas piv gedola me'ados Edom mikal v'chomer. Because there's a kal v'chomer that we can make. If the halachi is that by mode of mikzas, let's just give the simplest explanation of mode of mikzas. We're going to get deep into this, Bezer Hashem. Simplest explanation of Modem Mitzas is that when I admit that I owe you, when Shimon admits that he owes 50, so then in such a case he has to pay 50, and then he has to make a shvua that he doesn't owe the other 50, okay? So the halachi is that once the din Torah of Modem Mitzas applies, that if you're mowed on half, then on the other half, you don't have to, that you have to make a shvua. So the same thing applies when it comes to Edom. Says Rabbi Chiya Kamaisa, that the same would apply to Edom. If your Hodah is going to be Mechayiv Yeshua, and what's your Moda, your Chayiv 50, so then in such a case, certainly when it comes to Edom, then if the Edom say your Chayiv 50, so then you're going to have to make a Shvua on the other 50. Now, again, I said we're not going to be Ma'ayin well yet in Rabbi Chiya's Svara. All he says is Mikal V'Chomer, and the Gemara on Amid Beis is going to say, my Kal V'Chomer. What is the Kal V'Chomer? Now, there's nothing wrong, though, even before you got to the Kal V'Chomer, just to think critically. Critically, see, this, the word critically can be misunderstood. Sometimes we use the word critically as being antagonistic. Not chas v'chalil antagonistic. Thinking critically here, we mean, is to analyze. When we read this Gemara, what's a question that we should ask? What's a question that we could ask? New Rebbe said, what, even before we get to the Kal V'Chomer, what's a question that should be asked on the Gemara? What's that?
Why is Hodas Piv greater than
Piv? Why is Hodas Piv greater? Okay.
Of course, Edom is greater than Piv.
Of course, Edom is greater than Piv. In other words, if Edom are Mechayiv you on 50, if your Moda you have to make a Shua, certainly, both of you guys are going in that direction. That if the halacha is that, but you accept this idea of the Kal V'Chomer. The truth is, the first time I read it, it seems very, very strange to me. The Shua is Moda Mitzvah. So you could write this down, but this is what we would call a laning question. This is not a sheer question. This is a laning question. But when you make a good laning, a good question to ask would be the following. By the way, instead of laning Chaburah Mirtzeh Hashem, I'll be around afternoon. As soon as I finish with the kol, I'll be the afternoon to do the Shakla V'Tarya questions together, the Shakla V'Tarya units together. So in laning, one would ask the following question. L'chura, there's a big difference between the two, no? Wouldn't you say that there's a big difference? What would the difference between the two cases be? Why would you say, by Moda Mitzvah, there'll be a Shua, but Lav Dafka when it comes to Edim? Yes. Josh?
Because he himself is being motivated.
Why? So why? Again, this is not sheer. This is not sheer. These are questions that we should ask when we're learning with our Fabrusa. Yes, Daniel? The argument is that by Hadas Edom of 50 we say that halacha, so by Moda Mitzvah we would also say that halacha.
I'm chayav because the Edom said I'm chayav, not because of anything else.
Okay, good. You're on the right track. That's what I'm bothered by. And that is, at the end of the day, when Edom come along and say, oh, 50, say, oh, 50. The Edom are saying, it's not true that you don't know the other 50, right? The Edom are saying, you owe the 50. In contrast to Moda Mitzvah, as the Gemara will advance, there's some reason we're choshesh that I'm lying. Why are we choshesh the Edom are lying? We're not choshesh the Edom are lying, so why do I have to make a Shua on the other half? That's basically what you're asking, right? You missed the point. They're saying that by Moda Mitzvah, there's some reason that it makes sense that we should be Mechayiv him a Shua. Okay, good. That's a question that I would like you to ask. Vitana Tuna continues L'chura Rabbi Chiya, and this is our Mishnah. Shnai Motsa Metalis, Zelmer Ani Mitzasiya. Zelmer Ani Mitzasiya, you make a Shvua. V'hocha kima tovis anan sahadi, demai tovis haidu, maida tafis haidi deyu. Despite the fact that there's Edim, is considered as if there's Edim on either half. Of course, this becomes a makar for Tosis to take the words of the Gemara very, very seriously that there's ki'ilu, there's Edim here. Again, it doesn't mean mamish Edim, but anan sahadi, the facts seem to indicate that each one is holding on to half. Uktani yishava, yet nevertheless, you make a shvua. Of course, we're going to anticipate that the Gemara is going to find this raya difficult. Why would this raya of the Gemara be difficult? Because we know Rabbi Yochanan says that the shvua is not like a shvua d'oraisa moda mitzvah. It's shvua shloye kol achar olich v'togiv talisa shel chavero. So if you weren't bothered when you read this Gemara, then either you weren't reading Gemara carefully, or you didn't internalize what the shvua shnayim ochsim betalis is all about. Good. Now the Gemara explains. The Gemara is asking two questions over here. The Gemara wants to know what exactly we mean that hodas piv. What exactly are we referring to when we talk about hodas piv? The Gemara doesn't use the words modem amitzas. It just says hodas piv. So the Gemara wants to know exactly what case of hodas piv we're talking about. And the Gemara also wants to know what does it mean mikal v'chomer. Now the answer to the kal v'chomer, that by kal v'chomer and amibes, that's going to take us probably a week or two to get to. But now we're just going to focus on the modem amitzas part. Okay? Why? Because modem amitzas is, as I told one of the guys, if you do this sugi well, you're learning up 20 dapim in shas. Even though we're only doing 3 lines of Gemara, but this is 20 dapim in shas. Or you can testify that stuff you chest in ksubas amid aleph and amid beis. Part of it. And if it's not 20 dapim of Gemara, it's at least 20 dapim of Tosas. That's for sure. So this is extremely, extremely important Gemara. So Gemara says like as follows. Umay. My shalot ha'adas piv gedol me'asayim mikal v'chomer shalot ha'omar ha'adas piv hu derami rachmana shvuala kidurabba. Maybe when it comes to shvua, when you admit that you owe, we're about to spell out that you admit that you owe half da'omar rabba, as rabba taught. Why is it that someone who's mode of mixas makes a shvuah? Because there is a chazaka that a person would not have the chutzpah to be made in front of his baal chov. And really, he should have been kofer in everything. The Hadalo Kafri Natus, is he okay?
Yeah, he just went to the doctor.
Okay. What's wrong?
He had something with his eye.
Namish felt it. I felt his presence missing. Okay, Shev Rufu Shalem. V'hai b'kulei b'adi nechfirei. And this, that is, he could have been kofer in everything. V'hadalo Kafri. And this, that he wasn't kofer. Mishum de'ein adam me'ez panav. Because a person would not have chutzpah in front of his baal chov. Don't worry, we're going to take apart every line by itself, Bezer Hashem, as the days go on. And he really also could have admitted. Now that line is very, very strange in the Gemara. What does it mean? V'hai b'kulei boi delodi. What's the Gemara saying? V'hai delo adi, and this that he didn't mint, ishtemutehu dekam ishtam. Meaning he's pushing him off. Savar, and he's thinking, Shimon's thinking, ad ha'aveli zizu peranale. I'm going to wait till I get the other 50, then I'm going to pay him back. Now I have 50 in my wallet, I'll pay him back. But I don't have another 50, so instead of saying, wait another week and I'll get another 50, he just denies it. And he's thinking he's going to pay him back later. And therefore the Torah says, Rami shvua lea, you get a shvua, ke'echi delo delei bikulei. In order that he should be moda and everything. Avol hados edim. But when it comes to the edim, delekalem emarachi, he didn't admit it. Rather, Adam come, aim alone. Maybe you shouldn't make a shvua. Kamash malon, kal v'chomer. That's why we need a kal v'chomer that we haven't gotten to, where the kal v'chomer is going to say that by modem mixas you swear, certainly by Adas Adam you swear. Okay. What we, Bezer Hashem, are going to do is analyze Rabba's din, mipnei ma omra Torah, modem mixas hatayni yishava. That's what we're going to discuss. Let's take a look at Rashi. There are a couple of other Rashis that I want to do as well. Be here. Okay, Bli Neder, we're going to come back to them. The Rashi of Tanatuna Ze Omer, Didehu, and Maidlo Tehe. Let's start with Maidlo Tehe. Maidlo Tehe Adas Pivido Meida Se. Mehechi Tesi Long Lameda, the Tesek Adaitan, the Tehe Adas Piv Gedola Meida Se. Why would we have ever thought? In other words, according to Rashi, the Gemara is kasha is a very interesting kasha. Meheichi teisi lalamedet. Why would we ever think that odas piv would be greater than odas eidim? The itzrach letana lemelev kal v'chomer delotei odas piv gedola me odas eidim. That we would need to learn a kal v'chomer. Rashi does not agree with me and Daniel. In fact, Rashi says we're wrong in the Hava Amina of the Gemara. Even though we think we're being logical. Sometimes even though we think we're being logical doesn't necessarily make us right. And Rashi is saying like this. Rashi is saying as follows. If when it comes to Bodeh B'Mikzas Halach is going to make a Shua, certainly you make a Shua by Ados Eidim. Tzarech Yun Gadol, what's that logic? Right? What's that logic? So Rashi says, Meheichi Teisi Lanu. Why would you ever think? If the halacha is that by Modeh B'Mikzas you make a Shvua, so then in such a case, certainly by Ados Eidim. So, Tzarech Yun number one in our sugya is how did Rashi understand the Gemara's Hava Amina? Let's be masbir. According to Rashi, what's the Gemara's teretz? The Gemara's teretz is that Modeh B'Mikzas works in a way where there is, write these words down, there's a reyesa in the fellow's claim. Who can explain to me what I mean when I say, let me translate. The word reyesa means there's a weakness. Who can tell me what is the reyesa that I'm describing in this fellow's claim? How would you describe what the reyesa is? What's the reyesa? What does the Gemara answer? According to Rashi, the way I would describe the Gemara's teretz is that there's a reyesa here. What's the reyesa? Just, I'm asking for you, parshat pshat, of what's the teretz of the Gemara, before we read Rashi. Before we read Rashi inside. But what would we speculate, just on based on reading the Gemara? What's the reyesa here? Go ahead, Nate.
Because there's Edom that are proving him wrong.
No, I'm asking a Modeh B'Mikzas case. Yes, Gedalia?
There's a weakness when he denies the whole thing because he never listens to the reason.
I would say it differently. There's a weakness when he admits to half of it. There's a weakness when he admits to half. What's that? How do we describe it? We're going to start using code words, right? What's the weakness? Ishtamute. Who can tell me what we mean by ishtamute? Yes, Daniel?
He doesn't have the money now, so he'll deny it. He really actually thinks he's going to pay later, but he just doesn't have the money.
So. Right, he doesn't have the money, so he's pushing the guy off. Ishtamute, you become ishtamit, he's pushing the guy off. So that's a reyesa in his admission. In other words, we really are choshesh that he owes all 100. So says Rashi in the Hava Amina of the Gemara, Rashi added something based on the words "My lote yodas piv gedola me yodas eidim." Rashi is bothered. What's the Gemara's kasha? Now I read "My lote yodas piv gedola me yodas eidim" as almost a rhetorical question, as an introductory statement. But Rashi doesn't learn that way. Rashi learns "Meheichi teisi." Why would you ever think that the halacha is that you need to make a shvua only by Modeh B'Mikzas and not by Hados Eidim? It's a davar pashut that if by Modeh B'Mikzas you make it, then by Hados Eidim, of course you would. To which the Gemara then answers the question. According to Rashi, this is a kasha. To which now the Gemara answers, no, I'll tell you what the chidush over here is. The chidush is that when it comes to Hadas Eidim, we're going to say that you make a shvua because there's a reyesa, a ishtamute. By Hadas Eidim, you don't have that reyesa. And then we're going to have a kal v'chomer that you should. But in the Hava Amina, according to Rashi, it's a davar pashut. That just like you have a shvua by Modeh B'Mikzas, it's a davar pashut, then in such a case, you would have a shvua by Mikzas Eidim, Eidim B'Mikzas. So how does the Gemara develop Ishtamute Kamishtamit? How do we develop this idea of Ishtamute Kamishtamit? We use Rabbah. That's the answer to our question. Rabbah is an answer to the question of why we would think that Hodas Piv would be different than Hadas Eidim, that Rabbi Chia needs a Kal V'Chomer to say that they're the same. Rabbi Chia, this is a classic case where the Shakl of Atariya is very deep. Just to notice every word. What's the Kasha, what's the Teretz, v'chulei v'chulei. No Jew will be left behind. No Jew will be left behind. First clarification questions. Tell me, be honest, you could say to me, Rebbe, I can't read the word Shalom. Any question that you have, no Jew will be left behind. Yes, Ori.
Eric, you say how you read it before you understood Rashi?
Yes. I read the Gemara as an introductory clause. What does it mean? What does... What is it about Hodas Piv that's different than Hadas Eidim that we learn from a Kal V'Chomer? Dahainu. That the Gemara's Kasha, the Gemara never had a Hava Mina. Like Rashi says, that really, that this would be the exact same thing as Hodas Eidim. But rather, the Gemara is just introducing a question of when it comes to Moda B'Miktsas and Hadas Eidim. So now we want to know whether they're the same or different. Not that, like Rashi says, a Dover Pasha that they're the same. I didn't think that's a Dover Pasha that they're the same. So what is the Gemara doing? The Gemara is, I would translate the Gemara's Kasha like this. What does it mean that Hadas Piv is greater than Hadas Eidim from the Kal V'Chomer? To which then the Gemara spells out that we need a Kal V'Chomer because Moda Mixas, there's a Reyesa. According to Rashi, the Gemara is asking. It's a davar pashut, according to Rabbi Chia, that you should get a shvuah on both. To which the Gemara answers, no. I assume that, as Daniel assumed, that there's more of a reason to give him a shvuah when it comes to Moda Mixas than it comes to Eidim. And if that's so, then the Gemara's kasha is, what do you mean, Shalota Yadas Pibdos Eidim Mikal V'Chomer? To which the Gemara then says, when it comes to Moda Mixas, you're right, you have the Svara, but now we have a Kal V'Chomer. In other words, the difference is that I don't have a Mehechitesi, the way I would have read the Gemara. But if you're fine with Rashi, then fine. I understand why you wanted to know exactly how I read the Gemara. Just beautiful, that's good. All I'm bringing out now for everybody else is that Rashi learns that as a Dover Poshut, that Eidim should also get a Shua just like Moda Mixas, to which the Gemara is asking why should it not, to which the Gemara answers Ishtemute. And if you're interested, by Maven Yavin, how I would have read the Gemara, I would have read the Gemara as an introduction to both ideas. The Hainu, what is the logic of Moda Mixas, and why is there a Kal V'Chomer to say that Hadas Eidim also you would get this. But not that there's a starting point for sure, it's a Davar Pashut, that he would have Hadas Eidim. So that requires a little bit more Hesber. According to Rashi, what is the Hava? Why is the starting point not like Daniel and I, that they're the exact same thing? That Mirtz Hashem will have to get back to. Yes, Shimon? Any questions of Pshat, Rabbosai? Fire away.
Are we specifically ignoring the Kal V'Chomer that Rashi spells on Vishav al Ashar?
V'Yishav al Ashar.
He explains the Kal V'Chomer clearly.
I'm not sure which Dibra Maslow you're referring to. No, I didn't do that intentionally. I will go back to that Rashi, thank you. Yes, Yisra.
If we say that it's logical that Hodas Piv should be the one making the Shuvah because he's putting himself in the situation, but there's Eidim, then you should just finish because that's what Eidim testified. And why didn't the Gemara give that answer? Say that would be the Svara, Kamash Malan, Kal V'Chomer. I mean, if that was true, Gemara wouldn't have to even bring up Rava. Gemara could have said, oh, logically, I would think, logically. That
you're attacking the way I read the Gemara Shakl Atariya. I'd rather leave that on the side right now. I'll discuss with you afterwards. I'm more interested in Rashi than Chaim Eisenstein. Yeah, Moshe, go ahead.
According to Rashi, the
point is that I want to emphasize that Rashi's starting point is Mehechitesi. That's all I'm bringing out.
I'm saying Rashi has to say that.
Okay, okay. Beseder. But at the end of the day, you still then need to be Masbi Rashi's half amina. right? What was the Hanukkah? I mean, why is that so? That Edim and Modim Mitzvahs will be the exact same thing. Now, whether you agree with Ori pushed me, then how did you read the Gemara? So I answered. You find that other way of reading difficulty. At the end of the day, my agenda wasn't to push another way of reading the Gemara. My agenda was to emphasize that Rashi learns that the starting point is that Adas Edim and Modim Mitzvahs are the same thing. Yes, Moshe.
According to Rashi, was he according to Rashi that the statement of the Gemara my lo to a hodas piv go man does aim is mehechi tate he seemed to have mean is that hodas piv is definitely better than Aiden. And what's the how does he explain the how the Gemara finishes the statement off with Kaba Homer and how does that like fit into his
another, according to Rashi, right, that's a right to my way of reading. Yeah. Okay, so Yisrael and Moshe, we could start fighting Kimino Gain, and we could start fighting afterwards. Moshe wants the kind of the Kavachomer is a riot to my way of reading. Okay. Beside there, I'm still more interested in Rashi than my way of reading. So I want to focus on Rashi. Yeah, go ahead, Lee.
Practically speaking, what's happening is he taking the guy to Beis Din, and then they say, okay, you owe me 100, and he says, no, I only owe you 50.
Yes, let's say.
And then Beis Din makes him swear on the spot?
Yeah,
so
sounds
then, right. How is he pushing him off anything? It's a matter of seconds. He's not pushing him off.
No, he's cheshbening that he's going to walk out of Beis Din.
So he doesn't know that he's going to have to take an oath afterwards?
This is the thinking of the Torah. If the Torah wouldn't put the oath on him, then he'd be able to walk out of Beis Din. Yes, Avram?
I wasn't so clear to me. Whenever we say, you go back and forth, either he wants to deny the whole thing, but he's not going to have the chutzpah, or either he wants to admit the whole thing, and he doesn't, also he wants to delay it. So when we say that he wants to admit, are we like throwing out the idea that he wants to deny the whole thing? Or, meaning, we first say that why would he want to deny the whole thing, and that's why he's only saying half. And then we say, no, you can't say that, because then why would we believe in an oath? And we say, no, so rather, he wanted to admit the whole thing, and he didn't...
Oh, so let's get to there. I haven't yet started to analyze that. The ishtemute kamishtamut, that's what you're... that we haven't gotten to that. We'll get to it. Shimon points out correctly. Let's take a look at V'yishav al-Ashar. Says Rashi, V'yishav al-Ashar, k'din modem mitzas hatayna. The argument is that just like when it comes to modem and mitzas, you swear on the rest, so too of Edom say you're chayiv half, you should also swear on the rest. Sha'omra Torah yishava, that the Torah says that you swear when you're modem mitzas. K'di alfina b'shuas, michiyu zeh. This is a very, very important point. And that is the Gemara Darshins on Lamites and Beis and Shuas that Asher Yomar Ki Hu Zeh. If someone says Zeh, so then in such a case he makes a Shuah. What is that? How Chazal understood that? The Zeh means a particular part of the whole. Vafagav the Zeh lo Hodeh. And even though, says Rashi, this guy wasn't Modeh, Hare Yesh Edim Mimitzas. There is already Edim. And there's no reason to differentiate between the two. So the truth is, Rashi over here is addressing our question. In other words, Rashi over here, of course, is the Hav Amin of the Gemara. And Rashi's explaining that why we would compare the two. What is Rashi saying over here? Why would you compare the two? No, before the Kal V'Chomer. Before the Kal V'Chomer. This is before the Kal V'Chomer. Yes, Shimon?
Well, it might be saying that even different. It might even be saying that one is better than the other.
Maybe even better. Right. The Kal V'Chomer is going to make it better. Mi Kal V'Chomer, come on, fresh my Kal V'Chomer.
Sounds like if there's Edus, it should be better.
Right. Why?
Because presumably this is a tremendous guess that when you have two people giving Edus versus one person giving a mission, two people giving Edus sounds a lot better than one person alone.
Very good. I think that's the answer. Rashi assumes, and this is the way Rashi is going to learn the Shaklavataria of the Gemara, that Daniel and I are wrong because of our assumption of how Modem Mitzas is working. In the Hav Amina of the Gemara, Modem Mitzas has nothing to do with the fact that when we admit, there's a reason to believe that we're lying. Rather, the svara of ishtamute kamishtamit is only brought in the maskanas ha-gemara. When Rashi asks mehechi tesi, as Shimon pointed out correctly, if the halacha is that when you're modeh and you're mechayiv yourself partially, you automatically have to make a shua on the rest of the toveya. Certainly, when it comes to edim, you're going to have to make a shvuah on the rest of the claim of the Toveya. Why? What's the logic? It's a very beautiful logic. The Toveya's claim is already partially substantiated. So if when it comes to edim, and let's start with Odah. Even when it comes to Odah, it's partially substantiated. Once the Toveya's claim is partially substantiated, so then in such a case, we see that there's a Chiyuv Shvua. So too when it comes to Edim. You see that the claim of the Toveya is partially substantiated. If that's so, automatically there's a Chiyuv of a Shvua. Daniel and I, Vamev and Yavin, we're starting from the point that if I admit, then there shows that there's some weakness in me. And what does that have to do with Edim? But Rashi doesn't learn that way. Rashi learns that the Chiyuv, let's now put it in Lamdusha terminology, how would we be Masbir the Mechayev? We're doing Lamdus by analyzing the Shakti Vitaria. What's the Mechayev of Moda B'Miktsas according to Rashi in the Hava Mina? The Mechayev is the fact that there is already a substantiation to the claim of the Toveya. What happens when somebody claims you owe $100? He's saying you owe $1, $2, $3, $4. And he's also saying you owe $50. Plus $51, $52. But he's saying you owe $50. And sure enough, there it goes. So now we have a raya for the Toveya. Once there's a raya for the Toveya, so then, in such a case, then you have to make a shua on the rest. Whether you admit or you deny. Because now there's been a substantiation to the claim of the Toveya. Hence, the Gemara then goes and asks, Mehechi tesi lon the meidek the tesi gadaiti. Why would you ever think that Odas Piv should be more of a reason than when it comes to Odas Eidim? So your Rashi Shimon is a very, very important Rashi as well. So Rabbosai, we have one sad in a Hava, Mina, the Gemara, of what the Mechayiv of Shvuas Modim and Mitzvahs is. And you're going to see, what we're doing right now is not only Gemara Rashi, we're doing Ksais, Nesivis, Reb Chaim, Rishonim all over, but we're doing it Minei Ubei that emerges in an analysis of the Shakla Vatari of the Gemara. And that all starts, Daniel was my Chavrusa, and we both were bothered by a problem. And then as we were bothered by the problem, so we said, oh, wait, Rashi's not like us. How did Rashi read my Shalote? He reads Mehechi Tesi. Oh. That's why Lamdus is not outside. Lamdus is in the words. Some people don't understand what we're doing. We're not doing outside. What we're doing is inside. We're asking questions to understand what's inside. What's the Hava Amina? What is Rashi? Why did Rashi say Mehechi Tesi? Then once we get stuck, so then what we do is, we're not bringing in fancy svarim, we're trying to think on our own. And we have a working hesber in the words of the Gemara. What exactly was the Gemara's Havamina? The Gemara's Havamina seems to be, if you have a different explanation, I'm open to hear it. But I'm explaining Gemara Rashi, in the words of the Gemara Rashi. What exactly is a Havamina? The Havamina of the Gemara is, once there is a substantiation, a partial substantiation to the claim of the Toveya, then there's a Chiyuv Shvua. As we see by Modim Mitzas. The same thing will apply to Hadas Eidim. To the point that the Gemara is bothered, why do you even need a Kal V'chomer? It's a Dover Pashut. According to Rashi, that's what the Gemara is bothered. You don't even need a Kal V'chomer. It's a substantiation to the claim of the Toveya. So what's Tzad number one in the Mechayiv of Shvuas Modim Mitzas? Tzad number one is that the Mechayiv of Modim Mitzas, which would be the same thing as Hadas Eidim, is that you're substantiating the claim of the Toveya, and once you substantiate partially the claim of the Toveya, whether it's you or the Eidim, then you have to make a Shvuah. Now we're able to read every part of the Havamin according to Rashi. Kafter Efer. Continues Rashi. But Rashi says that's not correct because we know about Rava. Says Rava, Mipnei Ma'amra Torah. Why does the Torah say you make a Shavuos Modim and Miksas? It's not because of Daniel of the Tovea Svara. What do I mean by that? It's not because of the idea that you're substantiating the claim of the Tovea. That's not the reason. Says Rashi, Mipnei Ma'am Rateira, V'loi Choshvoi K'meishiv Aveda L'Potroi Shloi Kofar B'Kula. So Rabba answers the question with another question. Rabbosai, what's Rabba saying? Rabba's being Masbir Mipnei Ma'am Rateira. So what's that? What's that Mipnei Ma'am Rateira? What's Rabba saying Mipnei Ma'am Rateira? Yes, Moshe?
What's the time of the crow? Why would we say that you make a shvuah by...
Oh, is he just asking time of the crow? Rashi says a lot more.
But why not? Why don't we say, in this case, Moshe, about Mesha Veda?
What is Rashi? This is a very, very important term. This is three out of the 20 doctrine that I'm referring to. What's this term? What, say as precisely as possible. Go ahead. Yeah, yeah.
The case of Mesha Veda?
Yeah.
Where if someone found the wallet and returned to someone, and the guy said, "What you mean? I had more money in this wallet. Did you take some?" He's like, "No." He said, "That's how I found it." And he made pottery because
beautiful, beautiful. Now read it in Rashi. Excellent. So what's Rashi saying?
And it's not considered like a Meshu Aved because.
Wait. So Moshe, I want you to read it here. You need to read it with the Dibra Maschil, right?
Okay.
By the way, Rav Yoel, go to Rav Yoel, he'll give you a nice talk about the importance of reading Rashi with the Dibra Maschil. Okay, Rav Yoel, go to Rav Yoel about that. He'll, yeah, Moshe, read it with the Dibra Maschil. Go ahead. Right, both say, you see what Moshe just did? He did nice. He read, Rashi said, V'chule. So Rashi was just being brief. So Moshe read, Mipnei Ma'amra Torah, Mod Mixes Tan Yishava. And continue.
We didn't consider like a Mishra Veda. Because he could have been called by call, and he could just not give it back. He could just sort of like hypothetically not.
You just didn't translate the word lefotro. Good. To exempt him when he wasn't being called for bekol. Let me read for everybody again in Rashi. Rashi learns Rabba is asking the following kasha. Mipnei ma amra Torah b'moldim ikses itayna yishava v'lo chashva k'mei shaveda. Why am I, who admits that I owe $50, not like somebody who comes along and says, I found your wallet? Shimon opens, Reuven opens the wallet and says, I can't believe it. You're giving back, I had $100 in this wallet, not $50. What's the halacha?
Potter.
Potter! Reuven needs a raya, he's going to need, and even if he has a raya at $100, who says it's Shimon that took it out? Could be somebody else. I picked up my wallet from Eged, I lost my wallet. Your example. I came back, I picked it up, and everything was there, except all the cash was gone. So how do you find how did the cash disappear? There are a zillion places along the way where the cash disappeared. Go figure. So v'lo chasho k'meishav aveda lepatro. He's not considered a meishav aveda to be exempt. Shalo kofar bekulo. The fact that he wasn't kofar bekulo shouldn't hurt him. He's a meishav aveda. That's the Gemara's kasha according to Rashi. Okay, now Moshe. That was the easy part. So how does the Gemara? And you read it beautifully into the Gemara. So how does the Gemara go on? Mipnei ma amra tar moda mitzvah saitani yishava. So now, so that's the kasha according to Rashi. Continue on. So what does the Gemara do? The Gemara answers the question. Moshe, everybody with us? Now remember, we're now in the world of Rabba. Rabba's asking, why is it that Torah says modem mitzvah saitani yishava? We should consider him as a meishav aveda. That's Rabba's kasha. Nothing to do with the Mehechi Tesi. The Mehechi Tesi is a general kasha. It's lurking in the background of Amei Ben Yosef. We have a separate question of Rabba, but Pnei Ma'am Ratar. That's why this Gemara is very dense. Because there are a lot of things that are going on in every line. Okay? Now we have Rabba's kasha. Rabba's a quote. Rabba's a quote from Ksubis Yudches, Kitanun Aleph, Avakamakuv Zayin. Don't worry, I don't know all these things. I'm just looking at the Masar Zashas. But it's a quote from this case of Rabba. So now, how does Rabba answer the question? Go ahead, Moshe. What's the answer?
Zaka in other maze panel with Nebal Chovo. He's not going to be maze panel in front of the Baal Chovo. He couldn't have been kofa Baal Chovo. There's no way. He doesn't have the ability to say that. That's a mishu aveda because there was a tovei on him, and he wouldn't have been kofa Baal Chovo.
Good. Okay.
He went to the maze.
So now Rabba asked the kasha. Why is it he's just a Meshav Aveda? So far we haven't answered the question yet, right? We haven't answered why he's not a Meshav Aveda, right?
I mean,
that's an answer.
Wait, why is
what?
It's an answer.
That's explain to me. Help me out. Why is it an answer? How we answer Chazok and other Meis Panim Frei Balchovo that he's not a Meshav Aveda? I don't hear an answer yet.
No.
Now here it gets a little bit cryptic because Rashi doesn't tell us exactly how to be masbir these words.
No, but
this, by the way, again a riot to Rav Tversky. Every sugi has its own dynamic. What we did yesterday was entirely different than what we were doing today. Yesterday when we came to Henry Alpinkasa, we spent 5 minutes on the words of the Gemara, right? Immediately we're picking apart the words of Rashi. Here, we're picking apart the words of the Gemara. Aside from picking apart the words of Rashi, just the Gemara. What exactly is happening in this line? What is happening? Every sugya has its own dynamic. So what's the Gemara doing over here in the Teretz? So what's going on? Moshe, you're doing a great job. You want to continue or you want to pass it off? Your Chavrusa wants to help you out. Was it called a lifeline? Lee, you want to take it? Okay. What's the Gemara doing over here?
I think what's happening is that
everybody got Rabba's kasha. It's clear. Why is this guy not a Meshav Aveda? So what's the Gemara's? What's Rabba's answer to that question? Go ahead.
I think what's happening is that Rashi brings down that it's a Meshav Aveda, but Gemara answers that it's you can't compare the two. That a maze punna by a Baal Chov, he has a Baal Chov, but when you're a Meshav Aveda, there's no previous Baal Chov.
So what in the world does that have to do with the kasha? What does that have to do with the kasha? The kasha is why is the guy not believed as a Meshav Aveda? So wait, stronger. The kasha of the Gemara is Mipnei Ma Amra Torah. That's really what I'm bothered by. Maybe I didn't spell out what I'm bothered by. The kasha Rabba is Mipnei Ma Amra Torah Modem Mixes Yitayna Shava. Why does he make a shua? To which Rashi explains that the guy is a Meshav Aveda. So now the Gemara introduces this idea, which is a beautiful idea. Chazok enot meis panu b'fnei Baal Chovo, that a person doesn't lie in front of the face of the Baal Chovo. So what have we done? Maybe I have not read enough words in the Gemara. How are we dealing now with that question? Yes, Josh? I have no problem. You just thought of it, but it's got to be clear in your mind, and you got to think it's correct.
It's very clear. I think
the
Kasha of the
Gemara
is very difficult.
No. The Kasha of the Gemara is not difficult. Kasha of the Gemara is clear. The Kasha of the Gemara is it's hard enough. The things that are really not clear to make things that are not. Let me just explain. Explain what I mean, and then I'll tell you. I haven't cut you off just for momentarily. So the Kasha of the Gemara is clear. The Gemara's Kasha is why don't we say that the guy's a Meshav Aveda? That's clear. That's the Gemara's Kasha. So now I want to know how is the Gemara answering that question? Why is this guy not a Meshav Aveda?
Well, I think the Gemara is disagreeing with Rashi.
Then I think you're wrong.
Rob is asking the question. What the
you might say that another person's going to read the Gemara differently than you. Yes, Ori, what do you think the Gemara is doing?
It's not a Meshav Aveda over here because he's coming. The reason why he's admitting to half is not because he's being a nice guy in Meshav Aveda. Oh, I'm returning a thing. It's because he's not going to be made is to lie in front of the Baal Chov.
Okay, have we answered the question yet of Mipnei Ma'am and Ratorah?
We see how it's not a Meshav Aveda.
Okay, so the way, write this down is Ori's Pshat. Ori wants to say as follows. Ori wants to say like this. The Gemara is partially answering its question. It's not answering the whole question yet. The Gemara is explaining why is the guy not considered a Meshav Aveda. This is what you were trying to say, Moshe, right? Maybe you were saying it, just did he also. That the Gemara is saying like this. That number one, this is not a classic case of Meshav Aveda. What's a Meshav Aveda? A Meshav Aveda is an altruistic guy. This guy is not altruistic. This guy's forced. I'll explain. Altruistic.
Yeah.
Baruch Hashem, I'm preparing you for college. Altruistic means that the person is doing it for reasons that he wants to be good. That's altruistic. Like a good Samaritan. So that's what Meshav Aved is. Says it's not because he's altruistic. Chazaka ain't all the meis pana b'fnei b'alchova. There's a chazaka that this guy is not going to have chutzpah in front of his b'alchov. In other words, Ori is learning that we're responding to the fact that he's not a Meshav Aved. Now, the truth is, we haven't yet entirely explained why he makes a shua. Right? But step number one is why he's not a Meshav Aved. Why? Because in the case in where there's already a Baal Chov, you're forced psychologically to admit to him. And now, we've taken care of that problem. So now, Ori, how are you going to learn the next lines of the Gemara? V'hai b'kuli boy d'nichfere. And really, he should have been kofer on everything. He really wants to be kofer on everything. V'hadilo kofre, and the fact that he doesn't reject him, mishum de'in adam meyaz panav. Because a person is not meyaz panav. In other words, this guy is not a Meshav Aveda. A Meshav Aveda, we're going to believe him because if he's lying, he could have just held on to the 50 himself. No one would know that he had found that wallet. But when it comes to Modim Mitzas, he can't look the guy in the face. He really wants to deny everything. But we have a rule, ain't other Meis Panim B'fnei Baal Chovo. So what, according to this, there are two things that are going to go on according to Rabbah. Number one, Rabbah is explaining why he's not a Meshav Aveda. And that's what Chazok Ein Adam Meyaz Panav B'fnei Baal Chovo does. But we haven't yet explained why you make a Shua. Okay? So according to Rashi, there are two questions in our Gemara. Mipnei Ma'am Ratara has two parts to it. Number one is, why is the guy not a Meshav Aveda? And number two is, we're going to address, once the guy is not a Meshav Aveda, why he has to make a Shvua. V'hai b'kule b'y delo delay, according to Rashi, the Gemara is going to continue. And the Gemara is going to say, really, the guy should admit it to everything. In other words, once we have Chazok in on the Meis Panu B'fnei Baal Chovo, which explains why he's not a Meshav Aveda, really, this guy wants to admit to everything. But, v'hai delo odi, ishtemut eitecha mishtabit. But you have this umdana of ishtemut eitecha mishtabit.
It's a token pay.
Now, what exactly is the kasha of a high bikuli boy delo delay? So Rashi comes along, and Rashi goes on to explain in a very interesting way what this kasha is. Says Rashi, there's a totally independent question that the Gemara is bothered by. The high bikuli boy delo, he says Rashi, v'chi teima. And if you're going to ask, according to Rashi, why do you believe the guy with the shua? Migo de chasha amamona chasha rashua. So this is the famous Rashi where he got himself into trouble, where Rashi assumed against many sugyas and shas. Migo de chasha amamona chasha rashua. So Rashi now learns that somehow, or this was vague, the Gemara answered the question of why a Modim Mitzas is supposed to make a Shua. But now the Gemara is bothered by an exterior question. An outside question. And that is, but once we're going to explain that the guy needs to make a Shua, Now, what did the guy say? The guy said, I owed 50 and not 100. Once the guy says that I owe 50 and not 100, so then in such a case, wait a second, we have a problem. And that problem is, Migu dechasha mamona, we now believe the guy owes more. If that's so, Rashi says the Gemara's kashas, v'chi tema migu dechasha mamona, chasha shuasa. V'lo nir mi'aleh shuasa, and we shouldn't put a shua on him. Lo chasha mamona, this guy's not going to be chasha mamona. Fisha beritzono, hayimode bekulo. Really, he wanted to admit on everything. El she'im b'yada lefroa, he's pushing him off. So according to Rashi, Rabbo already answered his question that he's not a Meshav Aveda, then it makes sense that he should make a shua. Because a chazak ain't on the main spawn with Frey Bal Chovo. Aye, what does the Gemara do? And the Gemara says, "I because of the low delay." The Gemara is now bothered by an implicit question that it didn't say, and that is, once we believe he owes more than 50, we should say migu dechasha mamona chasha shuasa. And the answer to that question of why don't we say migu dechasha mamona chasha shuasa is ishtamute kamishdamet, that he really doesn't intend to lie. Tzarech Yun, I have the Das Rashi, is Rashi never answered what exactly is the Mechayiv of Shuas Modem Mitzas. The Hava Amina of the Gemara according to Rashi, of Rabba according to Rashi, was why is the guy not a Meshav Aveda? To which the Gemara now answers, Chazok Enon Meis Panifnei Bachovo. That doesn't tell me why he's Mechayiv of Shuas Modem Mitzas. I don't hear a full svar from Rashi. What I do see from Rashi is very important in Pshat. The most important thing. And that is, the Gemara is doing two things. The Gemara is explaining why a mode of a mixas is not a Meshav Aveda, because a chazok and not a meis. To which the Gemara then says, but if that's so, then he's a chashad amamona. You believe that the guy is lying. So then in such a case, once you have chashad amamona, you have chashad shuasa. To which the answer is no, because of ishtumute kamishtamit, he's not chashad. So that means, according to Rashi, we now have one, two, three stages in our Gemara. Number one, we have the teaching of Rabbi Chiya, which Rashi thinks is beautiful, right off the bat. And that is that the Mechayiv of Shuas Modem Mitzas, as we were Masbir in the Mineu Bey in Rashi, notice we haven't opened up a single Sefer, except Gemara Rashi, the whole Shir. That the Gemara's kasha was like this. The Gemara Rabbi Chiya's statement is like this. Rabbi Chiya's statement is that the mechayiv of Shuas Modem Mitzas is that there's substantiation to the claim of the Toveya. To which then the Gemara asks, so why do you even need a Kal V'chomer? To which the Gemara now answers and says, I'll be Jewish. I'm going to answer your question with another question. What's the reason that you have Modem Mitzas? That's what Rabba asked. To which in stage number two, the Gemara asks, so why do you have Modem Mitzas? To which the Gemara answers that the reason why we have Modem Mitzas is because even though you would think that he's a Meshav Aveda, he's not. And we have a problem, Chazok Enon Meis Pon Mifnei Bal Chovo, and that's the reason why you make a Shuas Modem Mitzas. Stage number three of the Gemara is, okay, now you have a problem that the guy is not believed because the Chazok Enon Meis Pon Mifnei Bal Chovo is not a Meshav Aveda. The Gemara asks them, Nigul Chasham Oda Chasham Shuasa. To which Gemara answers, Ishtimutik Mamishtam. Those are the three stages of Gemara according to Rashi. I'm not clear, according to Rashi, what is the Mechayiv of Shuas Modem Mitzas? I know what the Hava Amina was. But in the Maskana, Rashi is saying that the Mechayiv of Shuas Modem Mitzas is not the fact that there's simply been a substantiation for the claim of the Toveya. Rather, what's going on? What's going on is that there is a chazok in on meis pon frei bachovo, and therefore he's not a meisha aveda, and automatically has to make a shua. But say there, just because he's not a meisha aveda, does that necessarily mean that he has to make a shvua. I'm not sure why that necessarily equals one equals the next. But at least I know what the dimyon of Rabbi Chiya is in the Havamina, the Lomdus. I know the Pshat, the Rashi in the three stages. And I just leave off with a Tzarech Yonu. What is the Mechayiv of Modem and Mikzas in Rabba's Teretz of Chazok and on the Meiz Panav? Every sugya has its own dynamic. We did Iyun Godol, just trying to understand what's the Kasha, what's the Teretz, and reading every word in Rashi. Okay? If you're stuck, then you might have to listen over. And then we're going to continue on. Bezer Hashem, we're going to go over what we did in Rashi. Maybe someone will have an answer for me. And then we're going to continue on and compare the way Rashi learns to the way Tosis learns Bezer Hashem tomorrow. Today was the last day of no halacha. And the reason, that just to explain to you, I am doing halacha. I'm just doing it with the kola. So my head, I find it very, very hard to teach halacha when my head is in another part of the sugya. That's just the way my head works. I could do Bamitzi and Yavamos and a few other things, but